And I'm joined next by Mpho Masimolo, who's the Deputy Secretary of the Ex-Political Prisoners Association, with very, very severe concerns about Robben Island Museum. Mpho, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm powerful. Thank you. Mpho, the experience that you've had at least the call that you're trying to make at this time to President Ramaphosa relates to mismanagement of funds by management on the island. Please let us know exactly where you've seen mismanagement.
Look, the management is based on, you know, neglect and the decaying structures of Robben Island. Remember, those decaying structures are our heritage. And once you tamper with the heritage, it means we are tampering with the legacy of Nelson Mandela, the legacy of Sisulu, Gradoa, and all political prisoners.
Okay. It is our heritage, but that does not... So there's mismanagement of the assets themselves.
Yes, actually. The people that are being placed to look after those assets, actually, they've let us down. Because what we found... It is very much, you know, uncalled for. For instance, they were supposed to, you know, maintain all the structures there. The quarry is in disarray. There's a boat called Susan Kruger. It is lying there at Jetty One with grass, growing grass, and it is rusting and decaying. And we view that as political prisoners very seriously, that you cannot destroy such heritage. We are deleting our history. We are deleting the history of the important institution that is called Robben Island.
I understand that this has now been ongoing for some 11 years, but how is it not visible if guests have been arriving all this time?
Yes, people have been complaining to us. A lot of visitors, and including political prisoners themselves, they were complaining to us to say, look, what is going on? Why Robben Island is decaying? So in the past 10 years, we tried by all means to raise these issues with the Arts Department.
Mm-hmm.
While it was Paul Mashatile also, we raised it with him. And all these ministers, they don't care about, you know, Robben Island. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Nathim Teto, we raised it with him on several occasions. He never set his foot on Robben Island. Why?
Not even a written response.
Not even a written response. Now, our point is also, you know, we raised this issue. We sent communication to the Portfolio Committee of Sports and Culture in Parliament. They seem to be neglecting also Robben Island. That is why most of the time we call for the head or the chairman of the portfolio committee in Parliament to be fired, because he's supposed to be an oversight to Robben Island.
Yes.
So the minister is supposed to take an oversight to Robben Island. I don't know what is going on, because the minister himself, he's not on. He's nowhere to be found.
When last was there an oversight visit?
Who, the minister?
By any individual, and just some from the ministry?
No, nobody. Even the portfolio committee have never set their foot there on arts and culture. The Minister of Arts and Culture, he never set his foot there. He relied on the information that he has been given from the council, which is not always true.
So this is the physical mismanagement. There's always been, also been financial mismanagement. Strangely large salary increases for management, some 250%, as well as has there been any other malfeasance financially?
Yeah, look, the Auditor General's report has made recommendations about the governance issues. One of the elements that is the financial sector. Robben Island is a small institution. So you cannot have senior managers having a big chunk of money going to themselves and giving peanuts to the workers.
And what are you hoping to hear from President Ramaphosa?
Well, President Ramaphosa is the last line of defense.
Yes.
He's been doing some rounds on the ANC programs in all the provinces, saluting heroes and heroines of the ANC.
Yes.
But forgetting Robben Island, which is a symbol of liberation. We are calling on him to come to Robben Island, to revive the spirits of Nelson Mandela for himself, to check, to do the oversight, so that they can give him the report. He can sit down with us. We can also give him, our perspective.
Not only that, not doing the rounds to salute yourselves as heroes, do you have any relationships or links with the ANC itself? Is there a way to approach this through their structures?
No, not at this moment. We tried, by all means, to contact Cyril Ramaphosa's office.
Yeah.
Because in the ANC currently, they are gatekeepers. We have been, ignored. They are gatekeepers. We send letters. I've got proof trying to call for him to sit down with us. There's no answer from his office up until now. We are so disappointed that the ANC, the ruling party that we fought for so much, has neglected its component, its heritage, its culture, its traditions, and Robben Island in particular.
Indeed. We want to stay in touch, please, to hear what response you may receive. I understand that the DA in the Western Cape is also pushing for answers on this from the ministry, because at the end of the day, you shouldn't even have to go through the ANC. This is a national government structure. And so that should be actually handled within the governmental structure, the governmental processes. So it's great that the Western Cape government will hopefully be following this up. Thank you very much, Mpho.
Thank you very much.
Mpho Masimula is the Deputy Secretary of the Ex-Political Prisoners Association of South Africa.